oil spill cleanup. The energy we use to power and manufacture our lives often comes from burning petroleum, also known as crude oil. Petroleum can spill into surrounding ecosystems while being refined or transported, with devastating effects. In this activity, you will simulate an oil spill and create your own strategy for cleaning it up. Materials: oil spill worksheet, page 3, large plastic tub, water, 3 or 4 tablespoons of olive oil, habitat items, rocks or clay, sticks, moss, lettuce or other plants, feathers, furry fabric, or toy animals. Cleanup tools: 12-inch pieces of string, sponges, cotton balls, spoons, dish detergent, optional eyedroppers, and optional paper towels. Directions: 1. Print the oil spill worksheet, page 3. 2. Create your habitat. A. Place rocks or clay in the plastic tub to form an island tall enough that it will be partly out of the water when the tub is filled. B. Add plants, sticks, lettuce, moss, etc., and animals, feathers and fake fur. Some can be on the island you made, but most should be in the water. 3. Fill your tub with a couple of inches of water. 4. Pour the olive oil over your island, water, and habitat items to simulate an oil spill. Often, spills occur in the ocean from ships or underwater pipes, and the oil is brought to shore by waves and currents. 5. Observe and record what you notice on your oil spill worksheet. How is each material reacting with the oil? 6. Use each cleaning supply item to remove or separate oil from the rocks, water, and habitat items. What do you notice? 7. Record how each cleaning tool works on your worksheet. Were some methods and cleaning supplies better to clean certain materials than others? Did what worked for rocks also work for feathers? 8. Imagine that instead of craft materials, oil spilled onto the fur and feathers of real animals. Oil can ruin fur's ability to keep an animal warm and undo the feather's ability to be waterproof, exposing animals to harsh elements. Whales and dolphins can accidentally breathe in oil when coming to the surface, and many other animals, including sea turtles, may accidentally eat or drink the oil. What other effects might there be of both the spill and the cleanup? At this time, burning fossil fuels like crude oil is still the primary way to make and power many things in our daily lives, from making plastic products to fueling cars. What can we, as humans, do to avoid these problems in the future?